So, I came home from work today, and I love my work, and I love my career, but it's extremely demanding, and COVID has made it even more so. And today was just one of those days where, and unless you have a job like mine, and there are not a lot that require constant, unwavering focus, presence of mind, engaged intellect. It just does. There's no break. And so I came home, and for the first time in quite a while, I had privacy. And so I came home and I took off all of my clothes and I got into bed and I lit some candles, because as cliche as it might be, I love firelight, candlelight. You just can't beat it. There's a reason why we still burn candles, even though they are thoroughly unnecessary. Just the warmth, and this, in the case of the one that I have, the scent. And I really wanted to get off. And I tried, but not very. It was a half-assed attempt. I was just so tired and just drained. And so I fell asleep. And I slept for 3 straight hours after work. So like from 6 to 9. And when I woke up, I still was debating whether or not to just stay in bed for the rest of the night, but I knew I'd be up at like 2 and not be able to go back to sleep. So I forced myself to get up. And I did various things, watched some TV, and I did some puzzles, and not like jigsaw puzzles, brainy puzzles, Mensa puzzles, because, you know, it's in the name. And then I came back upstairs about midnight and crawled back into bed, and I listened to an audio that I just find completely enthralling. And I got to thinking, and you know, when I when I listened to it the first time, it had been a couple of days, and which, if you listen to me, you know that's kind of unusual. And it ticked every box for what I was feeling at the moment. And so I listened to it again, and I really had to consciously keep my climax at bay. because, well, if I'm being perfectly honest, I was saving it for you. I still really, really enjoy the idea of someone out there hearing, listening, feeling, touching. And then so as I listened, I was just lazily rubbing, not really rubbing. What's the word? Grazing, maybe? You know, not like the cows, but although if someone were here and wanted to graze me, waka waka waka. Okay, that was probably the most unsexy thing I could have done. But you gotta love a little fuzzy bear. Oh, but seriously. I just, well, I suppose, best to illustrate. I just was just sort of tracing up and down and well, because I was listening, I'm already very swollen and very wet. And it just, this audio, it was intimate. And I think that's what gets me every time. Is, you know, I can be horny and wound up and just want to listen to something very base. And that's one kind of arousal. Oh, but then, God. Listening to. Oh, someone saying, look at me. Focus on me. See me. Oh, I never actually looked into my partner's eyes as I was coming. Oh, I don't mean to make that sound bad. It's just, oh, I get off on oral, and it's just not always feasible. And so I fantasize about that a lot. I fantasize about being seen. Seen at that moment. I mean, obviously, I've watched my partner's eyes. But never. And I, oh, fuck. I, I crave it. I want it. God, do I want it. And so then it comes as no surprise. That I've never experienced, synchronized orgasms, coming at the same time. And it's been through listening to audios that I've thought that might be possible. Oh, fuck. I'm still just so slowly, gently dragging my finger. To my clit and slowly back down again. Oh. Fuck. It's always so much better when my mind is along for the ride. Oh, fuck. And ultimately, it's the thoughts. It's always the thoughts that push me over the edge. And they can be so simple. Oh, God, I have to. I want my toy. Oh, it's just my womanizer. I am not in any way sponsored by or endorsing or anything. Oh, dear God, help me. The battery's dead. Of course. Right now. Dead. Oh. Whatever am I gonna do? Well, I don't know. What can I do? I mean, it's not fair. It's not fair. I mean, I understand why. Come on. Fucking anything. God damn it. There. Charge. I command thee to charge. There you go. I listened to Oh, I listen to men in their audios talk about, you know, feeling everything. And I understand that for you, intercourse is highly, highly, you know, nerve engaging. I don't know what the word is. Sorry. I'm touching again, so my vocabulary is gonna start to decline. And, you know, I mean, for women, I think we only get nerve endings, like, right by the entrance of our vagina. So, while we feel pressure, we don't feel you the way you feel us. And so for me, that's why the thoughts are so important. But that's not to say that the physical isn't important. It is very important. Very, very, very important. Oh. But, oh God, intimacy, connection. Being in that moment together. Oh, yeah. That's what I want. Oh, that's what I want. Sometimes. On a bad day. I wonder if I will ever experience that. Oh, and I like to think. Oh, I like to think so. I like to think that you're out there somewhere. That person that I just melt into, just give everything to. Not just my body, but my trust and my devotion and my desires and my fantasies. Oh. Sometimes I'm thinking about it. It makes me cry. This all-encompassing, all-consuming orgasm, which I've only ever had that intensity by myself. I think that's often true for women. Oh, when I think about it, just feeling just feeling your skin against mine. Feeling each other's weight, because it's never just feeling your weight on me. Sometimes I know you like to feel my weight on you. And tonight, I can't decide. I can't decide which I would want more. If I would want to be able to look really deep into your eyes in that moment, or if I would want to feel just completely under your under your body, under your control, because the amount of trust that involves for me, it takes things to a different dimension. Oh, and sometimes what I think about is laying on my stomach and you lying on top of me, and our, you know, our feet and our calves are touching, and our thighs are touching, and your arms are over mine, and our fingers are laced together. And it's just a total physical surrender. I'm not moving. I'm not supporting my weight. I'm not supporting your weight. I'm just covered in you. Which I think is probably the closest I can get to how it must feel for you to be buried inside me. To be completely consumed by my body. need. I would need you to be inside me. I don't even care about either of us coming. I just want that emotional communion. Just, oh yeah. I just want that. And I want it to be okay if I cry. I guess it's not because I'm sad. No, it's because I'm overwhelmed with sensation and emotion and connection. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck, yes. Oh, I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. Oh. Because. Oh. I'm the type of person that. If I'm with you. There's no place else that my mind is. I am with you in that moment with you. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I don't want to hear you. I want to hear every breath and every gasp and every groan and every moan. Oh, because I would share the same. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so good. Oh. I don't edge. But. This really, it's just this. This is building so slowly. That I just. Oh, I don't. I don't want it to stop. I don't want it to stop. Oh. Fuck. Fuck. No, 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 no. Not yet. Not yet. Oh. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, I can already tell. Oh, what kind of orgasm this is gonna be. Oh, it's gonna be one of those that just rolls in like so. Just
just washing over my whole body. Oh. Look at me. Oh, this is all for you. Everything you see is yours. Because that's, for me, that's the most intimate thing you could possibly call me. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, I wanna. Oh, I want you to say my name when you. Oh, I've never had that. I don't want it. Oh, I want it. Fuck. Oh, I want it. I want us. Oh, to come together. I want to see each other. Fuck. Oh, just say my name. Oh, God, I'm gonna go. Oh, God, I'm gonna go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. And then whether you like it or not, I'm gonna have to sleep touching you, feeling you next to me. Even if it's too warm. Oh. I still need to feel you there. I don't want to separate from you. Let's just fall asleep in each other's arms. I don't have to talk. Just be. And oh God, my legs are still. Like tingling. But I don't know if other people are like this, but you know how they say, like, good things come in threes. Oh, I have found in the past that kind of sex. The intensity of being in that moment together. It always makes me want more. I had a partner once, he used to tease me that I didn't want sex as often as he did, but I wanted it in larger quantities. Oh, meaning, you know. Oh.